podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
During the Mindbender today, we found out that almost 1 in 10 arguments that couples get into are directly related to past relationships. So it's old news, but yet people still get jealous about it and they still get worked up. And we started quizzing Emily about that because she says that she and Gentleman Caller still get into arguments about not her past relationships. He's pretty chill about that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Considering your checkered history and all of your
proposals
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you give him a hard time about a woman who's on the other side of the planet in Japan.
She's so exotic and hot, though.
I got to see a picture of her. I got to see
it. And then
I
just have, you know, big hair and adult acne. What is he doing with me?
Well, we all wonder that.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it brings up a pretty interesting point because you said, Emily, that he's still Facebook friends with this woman. And as far as you know, he's still Facebook friends with other old flames. And that makes me wonder about how do people really feel about that? Because I have people that I dated who I'm no longer in a relationship with, but they're still Facebook friends of mine. And is that wrong? Should you cease all contact? We just had this discussion a couple of weeks ago where you guys were talking about how mature it is that I'm still friends with people that I used to be in a relationship
with. Yeah, it's different because you...
I'm a single guy.
Hop around a lot?
No.
I mean, you're not in a committed, serious relationship with somebody for me, whatever it is, 12 years now or whatever. Like, at that point, when you're in that, all that stuff from the past needs to just go away now. Just get rid of it.
Sure.
It's not necessary anymore.
You're Facebook friends
with exes. It doesn't need
to
be around. No, I'm not. I've got one that follows me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be friends with her for her to follow you, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah. So you are a Facebook friend with a former flame.
Yeah, but I've got 4,000 people on Facebook that follow me. So it's just kind of, it's just
he's
one of the 4,000.
One of them.
No,
is
it's just one of the 4,000. It's like,
so
who cares?
One of the numbers.
Yeah, but we don't communicate. I don't lust after her. I don't think about
right.
her.
But you're still Facebook friends with an ex. So you have to say it's okay.
But I didn't, no. No, because
if it's not
I
okay, then
she followed
her right
me.
Now. But you agree.
So you're saying that you became friends after the breakup?
Yeah, I guess. Which was high school.
So she sent a friend request and you okayed it?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you became friends with her.
See, there's... I think we're in like... I actually, ironically enough, I was having this conversation with an ex-boyfriend of mine that I found on Facebook, and he was telling me about...
You were seeking him out?
Oh, hell yeah. I think he lives in Denver right now. Hi, Luke. He was telling me about breaking up with a serious girlfriend and how no other generation has had to do this, has had to deal with breakups and social media. And he's like, do I just block her? Or because I don't want to, you know, have this temptation to look at what she's doing and pine after her. But do I delete her? Because is that too harsh? Or do I just hide from her? And then what if we actually do want to be friends in the future? And I've deleted her. And then I'm like friends with her, you know, then I have to make a friend request. And she's like, what the hell? You deleted me? Like, it's a very weird time we live in with love and the internet.
What a tangled web we weave.
Yeah.
I think it's harder too if... Like the person you're currently with, like Gentleman Caller and Nicole, knew your ex. And then at that point, you can't be friends with them because they knew them at the time and they knew what you were doing and all about that relationship. I think it's more difficult. Like I knew Nicole when she was with a guy. So I was super duper jealous. I went through and threw away all the pictures of that guy in her personal boxes.
Mm-hmm.
She got mad at me for doing that. But I went through and got rid of all that because... I didn't think that was a healthy relationship for her.
It's not healthy for you to snoop through.
It's totally not healthy.
You shouldn't be snooping through her personal
stuff. So I went through her personal stuff.
And making those decisions.
You sound like my wife right
God,
now.
You were the other man and her father. So sexy.
I was.
So sexy.
I saved her.
Oh,
right?
God
yeah, man,
sakes.
She was pissed when
well,
I did
know,
that.
Well, you know, there are going to be people now who will call and they'll say, well, you know, if you trust somebody, because we always get that argument from people, right? If you trust somebody, I'm like, oh, I don't...
To me, too, breakups are gut-wrenching. Remember when Gentleman Caller and I, we had our little breakup, you know, many, many moons ago. And
it wasn't that long ago.
changing our Facebook status. Like, he changed his Facebook status first. And even though we had already broken up, that was like a hot poker to my heart. And then when he changed his profile picture and like deleted like pictures of us, that killed me almost more than the fact that we broke up, which is kind of silly and, you know, insane to say, but
it seems so permanent.
It does.
Even though they got back together, that the digital, it seems permanent. Like, oh my God, well, it is complicated.
It's like the final nail in the coffin of your relationship. And oh, it's, oh, I'm getting upset. Maybe we shouldn't talk about this.
Well, so I'm friends on Facebook with, and I'm still friends with people that I, with women that I dated. And I try not to go just to their page and look, you know, but if they post something and it shows up on my timeline,
you can't help but like it. And comment on it. And
no, what I'm getting at is if it's a picture of them and they're out with their friends doing something, it's mm-hmm. nice. If you ever see one come up with them on a date,
yeah,
then I'm not going to lie. I mean, part of you goes, oh, okay.
I've seen you tear up a little bit over
that
there.
That stings a little bit. But, you know, I get it because we're not dating anymore and she's free to go out with whomever
right.
she likes.
So maybe. Oh, hold me.
Little single tear. I'm like, Dom, what's the matter? He's like, I don't know.
I figured you do your little Italian boy voice.
What's the matter, Dom? He's like, I don't know. I don't know what to pick for the mind bender today. I got something in my eye.
Interest rates raise 9%.
It's all right. You'll find that special somewhere.
You'll settle down one of these days.
She's out there, tiger eyes.
So funny. Anyway, so how do you feel? Maybe you're not that funny. Man, we have hit a hot button with some people. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
So what's your thought on this?
So I'm Facebook friends with my original boyfriend, the one that I, you know, first love type situation, and I'm happily married to another man.
Yeah. And your husband doesn't care, does he?
No. Every once in a while, he'd be like, how's Brandon doing?
Yeah, hot Brandon.
And how is Brandon doing, Sarah?
You know, he shows up in my feed once in a while, but we don't really communicate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how long ago was it that you dated Brandon, the stud?
About 16 years ago.
See, whoa. I think that's, there. You passed the statute of limitations. Yeah.
So you think the mitigating factor is the amount of water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm. And also, well, if you dated while on Facebook, you know what I mean? If you dated during the Facebook era, because they dated before that.
Because there's more photos, more right. memories.
So you're saying that if you dated someone while you were on Facebook mm-hmm. and you were Facebook friends then, so you're saying though, then if you break up then, you got to unfriend them?
I think maybe.
Oh, no.
And delete all the pictures of you two together.
Oof.
All
it's
of
tough.
Them.
It's
part
tough.
Of who you are.
Who I was.
Who you were.
Sarah, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your time. Hope Brandon's doing okay, too. Here's Faith. Hello, Faith.
Hello.
What's your stance on this?
All my ex-boyfriends are my Facebook friends, and my boyfriend has no problem with it at all. And it really doesn't matter what is in the past, you know? They're just past boyfriends. He only cares about what's going on right now.
You never go back and just think about them and look at
nope.
their pages.
You never go poke them?
It's a constant
nope.
reminder.
Nope.
You never think about them?
Not once.
You got to be honest with us,
You're
Faith.
A liar.
I'm honest. They're just there. Usually, I don't even notice. First of all, I don't go on my Facebook often. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never really think about them.
Are they married? Do they have new girlfriends? Or they're not as pretty as you, but. You
are
know.
They as good looking as your new boyfriend?
No, actually, one of my ex-boyfriend is married to my ex-best friend.
Oh, ex-best friend.
A lot of exes.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's windy out.
Faith,
all right.
Thank you for being on the show today.
No, thank you.
Appreciate
it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Here's Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
All right. What do you say about it?
I think it is where your stage is in life. If it's a high school person, you got reunions, you've got old memories of classmates and stuff, I say it's okay. If you're 15, 20 years from later. But if you're later in life and this was a serious relationship, you're an adult, I think that has something of more merit. You shouldn't be having a relationship with somebody that you are later in stage had a relationship with on Facebook, in my eyes.
Well, so I then have to unfriend my friends, is what you're saying.
And block them.
Right. Especially when in high school, that was...
No, we're not even... Here's the thing. Let me clear something up. We're not even talking about old high school stuff 20 years ago for people. We're talking about in the last 4 or 5 years, somebody that you were dating, you've broken up with, and now you're in a new relationship. And you're saying you can't be social media friends with them.
I do not believe so. I think that just causes too much turmoil.
It's disrespectful.
Unless you want to show... like my ex wanted me to put pictures up with my other ex being on a phone on a Facebook of what we were doing to make them jealous.
Like a jealousy thing, yeah.
You're just dealing with somebody who's immature. I don't have any exes who are immature, though.
Any?
Yep.
Well, one. Patricia, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
I think it depends, too, on how far you went with that last ex.
What does that mean?
You know what that means. Like, if you
slept with him?
The freaky boom boom.
Yes.
And then you're still friends with him on Facebook and you check things out. That's extremely disrespectful to your current situation. If you just maybe made out once or twice and you dated a couple times, that's cool.
Right.
If you
just got your freaky deaky
on. If you only went to get lemonade with them.
Yeah.
Dom would never have any female friends then.
Here's Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hello. How are you?
We're swell. So what do you say about this?
I think Jeremy's being really silly.
I do too.
I think it is. It shows a maturity level. Sorry, Jeremy, but that is a part of a past, and to just eradicate that because of somebody else's insecurities is being disrespectful to your partner. If you're in a relationship with somebody in an intimate relationship or you're in a committed relationship, you have to have some give and take, and we all come to these relationships with some sort of past.
Yeah.
And so to say that you have to get rid of pictures, you can't be friends with somebody, I mean, first of all, it depends on what are you putting out on social media. I think it's crazy for people to put their whole lives out there, but how is that different than somebody that is a friend of a friend of a friend? That's looking at what you're doing.
Yeah, see, I'm with you, and I'm really careful because my Facebook page is filled with a bunch of people that I don't really know personally, but, you know, because of what I do here on the radio, there's a lot of people who are Facebook friends of mine. So I'm just careful about what I post. You're never going to see a picture of me on a date on Facebook. I just don't do it. Because I'm worried about that, of the person I'm going out with. She sometimes might become... You know,
heartbroken.
No, she could be
a privacy issue.
Crazy.
It's a privacy issue. Because I'm a public figure. What I do is on the radio. That doesn't mean the woman that I'm going out with needs to automatically become a public figure.
Exactly.
And so I try to protect them, and I don't put them on Facebook.
Yeah, but that's totally different than Joe Schmo.
I don't put pictures of my kids unless they're very specific, non-disclosed, you know, to very, very few. Yeah. I don't put my life out there, and so.
Well, we're drifting a little bit. Let's just say that you're on my side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called, Andy. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
You know what? She's right, Jeremy. You're immature.
Yeah, a little bit.
If you're in a relationship and, you know, and it was a year-long relationship and you broke up last week, you know, I think that's more of the touchy area of do you stay friends or not? Because even though it is your past, maybe it's a good way to help you move forward and move on.
I don't have any problems moving forward, usually.
Okay, well, I'm glad... For you, but for the rest of us crazies in the world, sometimes we need help.
So you're saying if you're having a hard time getting over it, one of the steps is, well, I would agree with you on that.
I think it, yeah.
If you can't, then the last thing you want to do is torture yourself by continuing to look at it. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm with you on that. Do we have time for one more?
Smell what I'm cooking?
Yeah. Here's Marta. Hi, Marta.
Hi. Good morning.
Sound off on this for us, will you please?
So I think that at the end of the day, it just comes down to your partner's preference. And to the respect, kind of like Andy was saying, you know, how serious are you and how much respect do you have for the other person? Because I just had this situation a couple months ago with my boyfriend. We were both scrolling on Facebook and, you know, he's known that I've had this one particular ex-boyfriend on Facebook for a while. And I think for the first year and a half of our relationship, he didn't really care. Up until 2 months ago, it kind of became an issue and it bothered him and it almost turned into a big argument until I realized, you know what, you're right. I don't need to know what's going on in this person's life. I don't really plan to be in his life. So
let me ask you something. Yeah, you know, so you unfriended that guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, so did you let him know? Did you give him a heads up? Hey, this is nothing malicious. I'm just trying to get on with my life, blah, blah. Did you send him a message to tell him, or did you just do it?
No, I didn't, because we never really had any contact anyways. I mean, I don't really think that he cared what happened to me either. So
all right.
I just
deleted
let
him.
My boyfriend hit the unfriend button to make him feel better.
That's pretty good. Yeah, let him do the dirty work.
That's kind of funny. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you called. Thanks for your insight into this.
Thanks. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We have the best listeners ever. All right, so I can see all the different angles to this.
All right.
Yep.
Chris, you got any exes as friends?
Exes as friends?
Yes.
No.
None.
Well, I have an ex-husband as a friend.
Still,
does that count?
That's like the ultimate relationship. So how does your current husband feel about that?
He's fine with it, okay. I think. You know, the thing is, for me, it just comes down to trust, because if I really wanted to be in touch with an ex-boyfriend or an ex-husband and I didn't want my current to know about it,
I wouldn't be friends on Facebook, right?
I wouldn't be friends on Facebook, or I'd set up another account, like a secret account.
Oh, and have a secret cell phone and a secret credit card.
Email or something like that. You got to be a little bit nefarious and sneaky about it.
Do you
know?
Have all that stuff?
How does that all work, Chris?
No, of course not, Dom.
It's a lot to keep track of, Chris.
I could totally see you doing that. I'm very organized, Jeremy.
See, there was a time when I remember you had two Facebook accounts.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That may still be possible.
Do you still have two Facebook accounts?
Come on, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Don't rat me out here.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.